Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into the first of our two-part NWSL season preview here on The Backheeled Show feed. There will also be plenty of other NWSL content coming on backheeled.com later on this week, and of course, as the season gets rolling. The regular season kicks off on Saturday, and we're diving into all 14 teams, that's right, 14, here on the feed to get you prepped for this season. On this first part, the second will drop on Thursday, we're diving into the first seven teams alphabetically in the league. We're going to dig into things to watch for, things I'm excited about, and any other random stuff that pops up along the way. So hop in, let's go for a little spin. We'll do it all in less than 10 minutes because here on The Backheeled Show, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So let's get to it and preview the NWSL. All right, folks, let's get right to it. Starting off alphabetically with Angel City FC. This team made the playoffs for the first time in their short existence last season. They did not make it past OL Reign, now the Seattle Reign. The goal this year for them is to win a playoff game. The playoffs are expanded this season. There's going to be eight teams in the postseason. Angel City should be making the playoffs. They have a good enough squad to get that job done. Names that you know, including, most notably, Alyssa Thompson, even with some others like Savannah McCaskill and June Endo, who are either injured or gone for the season to a different club. There's enough talent in this team to do some real damage. The goal should be, hey, let's get a game at home in front of our incredible crowd and go out there and make a run in the postseason. This team is not likely going to top the table in the NWSL, but they have added real talent. And they've added a lot of real young talent in this offseason. They traded for Messiah Bright from the Orlando Pride, 24 years old. She was a rookie last season. They also added Alyssa Thompson's younger sister, Giselle Thompson, who's a fullback, and Casey Fair, who was at the World Cup with South Korea last summer, just 16 years old. These youngsters for Angel City are players to watch, and that is the biggest thing that I've got my eyes on for this team in 2024. How do the young players continue to evolve and take a step forward, and how can they lead this team with manager Becky Tweed on the sidelines? Let's move to what I think could be the most fascinating team in all of the NWSL this year. That is Bay FC. They have made some big offseason moves because everything for them has been an offseason move. As an expansion side, Lucy Rushton, the GM, and manager Albertine Montoya have put together a squad along with the other staffers over at Bay FC that looks real, real good. They broke the women's soccer transfer record to sign star attacker Rachel Kunandanji, although the Zambian international did go down with a knee injury recently. But they've also signed Barcelona's Aziset Oshoala, number 9, extremely goal dangerous, dominated Spain, had some good success in the Champions League as well. They have gone in big on investing in this squad, investing in some of the infrastructure around the squad in the front office. Montoya and Rushton have talked about how they want to play with the ball. It's easy to imagine them in a 4-3-3 shape with Alex Loera deep at the base of midfield. There's so much to like about this team. They could very well become the second club in league history to make the playoffs in their expansion season. Let's move to the Chicago Red Stars, who, let's face it, needed some real help in the offseason. They finished dead last in the league in 2023, and they did get some new help in the offseason. Lauren Donaldson, former Jamaica manager, is in as the head coach. He will bring a simple, really no-frills tactical approach to this team. They have a new general manager, relatively new ownership as well. And maybe most importantly, probably most importantly, they have signed Mallory Swanson to a new contract. She signed a record-breaking deal in the offseason to keep her in Chicago, which was the single biggest thing on the Red Stars' to-do list this year. Now, there has been turnover in the back line. Tina Davidson is off to Gotham. Casey Kruger is gone. Sam Staub is in from the Washington Spirit. She will be the Iron Woman in the middle of their back line. There are still a lot of questions for this team. Swanson needs to stay healthy. There are still too many spots as you work your way back line after line in the Chicago team that need a little TLC. It's just a little early in this rebuild process to expect great things from Chicago. But man, when you've got Mallory Swanson in your team, you have an MVP candidate who can take you places. Now, I know I just said that Bay FC might be the most interesting squad. Well, they can fight Gotham FC on that one. Gotham signed four U.S. women's national players in free agency over the offseason. Crystal Dunn, Rose Lavelle, Emily Sonnet, Tierna Davidson. As far as encores go, after winning the NWSL championship, this is a pretty good one. Juan Carlos Amoros has a ton of quality at his disposal. Those four U.S. women's national teamers I mentioned, others including Lynn Williams, Midge Purse, Jenna Neiswanger, Esther Gonzalez, Spanish international up top. This club is making a statement with the offseason that they've had. They want to come out there and show that they are the dominant force in the NWSL this season. And there's not really a lot of reasons why they couldn't. This squad is really strong on paper. Maybe the only weakness is the middle of the back line, or if Roosevelt can stay healthy. But man, it is so hard to find obvious flaws in this team. Let's move on to the Houston Dash with a new manager in Fran Alonso. 47-year-old Spaniard was at Celtic over in the Scottish top flight. One of the bigger pieces of news for Houston over the offseason was them handing Maria Sanchez a new deal. That was the richest one in league history up until Mallory Swanson signed her new deal over in Chicago. Sanchez, and this is the thing to watch this year, hasn't been a game breaker for them. She hasn't been a consistent goal threat. She hasn't been this super dangerous attacking player week after week after week. She has just 6 goals over the last 2 seasons combined in Houston. There are good pieces in this squad, but they need more out of the attack. The defense was strong last year. They need more. Only scored 13 open play goals in all of the 2023 regular season. Sanchez has to be stronger to justify that new deal. 2 more teams to run through. The Kansas City Current are up next. Vlatko Andonovski is back in the NWSL after coming up short with the U.S. Women's National Team. I'm fascinated to see what he's going to look like back at a club environment. Obviously, he had a good reputation going into that U.S. job. That reputation has not necessarily withstood the test of time and the test of Olympic failure and World Cup failure. But he's someone to watch on the sidelines. And in general, the Kansas City Current are going to be a team to watch this year because they have the brand new CPCK Stadium. They have built the first stadium specifically built for women's professional sports. It is fantastic. This Current ground looks amazing. It's going to be sold out in their season opener on Saturday. That is the regular season kickoff. 11,500 people are going to be tuning in to watch a women's soccer game in person together in Kansas City. That is just the coolest thing. I love it so much. I'm so excited, and that is immediately a must-see soccer destination in the United States. On the field, this team has to stay healthy. They were decimated by injuries last year. If they can stay healthy, this is a fine squad. They have real talent. They were among the preseason favorites last year for a reason. Dabinha is still a game changer all on her own in the attacking midfield spot. Vlatko, to actually maximize this group, needs to get Dabinha on the ball, needs to have runners around her in the forward group, and that's going to be enough to take this team quite far all on its own. All right, let's close this out with the North Carolina Courage. They were busy in the offseason, traded for Ashley Sanchez on draft day. Emily Fox left the club to go to Arsenal, so North Carolina signed Wolfsburg left-back Feli Rauch. Sean Nahas' team wants to dominate the ball, and they are really fun to watch. The issue for them last year was that they didn't create enough chances in the final third on the back of all that possession. With Caroline out, still with that ACL injury, that's an issue. And that's what Rauch and that's what Fox and that's what Rauch and that's what Ashley Sanchez in particular are here to help them with. Can we maximize, if you're North Carolina, can we maximize all of that possession play and turn it into actual chances inside the 18. Really, that's the season-defining question for a North Carolina squad that has a lot of quality in it. All right, folks, that is half of the NWSL teams previewed, done, and dusted. Again, go check out backheel.com for plenty more American soccer coverage, and stay tuned for Thursday's episode where we dig into the other half of the league, 7 more teams to go. I can't wait. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again later this week.